The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The man charged in the murder of Angie Houseman 25 years ago is scheduled to be arraigned today. A grand jury in St. Charles County indicted Earl Cox last month on one count of first-degree murder and one count of sex abuse. The St. Charles County prosecutor had already charged Cox with the crime. The independent grand jury examined the evidence and issued its own indictment. 9-year-old Houseman was kidnapped from her school bus stop in St. Anne in 1993. Her body was found 9 days later in the Bush Wildlife Area in St. Charles County. Missouri Governor Mike Parson meets with officials from the state's largest cities today. They'll discuss crime and other issues in Jefferson City. The meeting is set to include the mayors and police chiefs from St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia. Governor Parson starts his day in St. Louis, where he'll meet privately with members of Civic Progress. Another chapter in the St. Louis lawsuit over the Rams' move to Los Angeles is scheduled in St. Louis court today. A judge will hear arguments on motions from both sides in the case, seeking documents and other information. Just last week, the Missouri Supreme Court ruled the Rams and the NFL were required to turn over cell phone records on discussions about the Rams' move. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, temperatures will soar into the 60s this afternoon. The start of an active stretch of weather will begin tonight with increasing clouds. Low temperatures will drop into the 40s. Then for Tuesday into Tuesday night, scattered showers and even a few thunderstorms possible. Temperatures will warm into the upper 50s on Tuesday. Wednesday, windy, colder, and rain-free for travelers, with temperatures in the upper 40s by the afternoon.